This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Eric and Wendy Schmidt through the Schmidt Family Foundation, working toward a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there's a tune that I'll wager you've heard a time or two before. And if you've ever wondered what it was, it's by Vangelis and the main theme to Chariots of Fire, music that's indelibly linked with athleticism and achievement here on Kansas Public Radio to get things started on Film Music Friday. I'm Jeb Watson, glad to be with you for the occasion. Tonight, maybe it's all this World Cup business, but I find myself in a sporting mood, so tonight it's all about the wide world of sports. What is it with sports, and why do we pay attention to these games the way that we do? I once heard sports described somewhere as the ritualistic threat of death. And even more recently, I heard someone on NPR saying that they were more like collective effervescence, a way that millions of people focus on the same thing, feeling the same emotions. Those emotions, whatever it may be, are real and raw, and so is the music that we use to describe them, which we'll hear tonight from films such as Hoosiers, Rocky, Cinderella Man, and much more. We've got something for you next to keep things going with a couple of baseball pictures. What we'll hear next is from Randy Newman and a 1984 film that saw Robert Redford as the fictional Roy Hobbs, a man with a natural talent for the game, and the moment where he won the pennant to a shower of exploding lights. We'll hear music next from The Natural on Kansas Public Radio. From Randy Newman, a few selections from the 1980s Robert Redford baseball epic, The Natural, here on Kansas Public Radio. Randy Newman, as it turns out, comes from a big musical family. That includes his cousin David Newman, who was brother to Thomas Newman, and we're going to hear music from all of them guys tonight when we hear from the Mighty Ducks, Cinderella Man, and a whole lot more still to come on Film Music Friday during an evening exploring the wild world of sports. We got another baseball picture for you next. This one was from 1992, directed by Penny Marshall. It's the time when Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, and Madonna came together to tell the story of the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League from the 1940s. When most of America's young men were fighting overseas, the ladies stepped up to keep the game of baseball going in what was looked at first as sort of a silly gimmick, until it turned out that, no, these ladies really could play. The music was provided by Hans Zimmer in one of his early musical projects. We'll listen next to the final game from A League of Their Own on Kansas Public Radio. The crazy energy of the big final game in A League of Their Own, an early film composition by Hans Zimmer in 1992, here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including Lyle Lovett and his acoustic group, folk musician Rhiannon Giddens, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu and the KU Natural History Museum. Membership at the museum includes reciprocal entry to over 200 museums and science centers across the country. Membership information is available at biodiversity.ku.edu. Hope you're enjoying tonight's sporting program thus far. One key element of any good sports movie is the big final game, complete with inspirational speech. Get a fine example of that in 1986 when Gene Hackman played Norman Dale, high school basketball coach who led his Huskers to glory in the state championship finals. In the movie Hoosiers, with music provided by Jerry Goldsmith, we'll listen to The Finals from Hoosiers on KBR. Now there's music that earned Jerry Goldsmith one of his Academy Award nominations. Music from Hoosiers in 1986. You gotta love the way the driving beat of that music almost sounds like the very bounce of the basketball. About 10 minutes to go now until NPR News, and we'll hear more from Jerry Goldsmith in the next hour with music from Rudy and more from the Newman family as well, with The Sandlot, Cinderella Man, quite a bit more sports music still to come on tonight's Film Music Friday. And tonight in northeast and east central Kansas, cloudy skies, a low of 67 degrees. Tomorrow should be cloudy with highs in the upper 80s with a chance of showers in the morning, mostly cloudy Saturday night, lows in the mid-70s, and much warmer by Sunday. We'll have a high of 91. Of course, not every sports movie needs to take itself quite so seriously, and we've got some music for you next from a picture that didn't really. It was the time when Emilio Estevez had to coach a Little League hockey team as part of his court-ordered community service, of course, and ended up doing a pretty good job, as well as composer David Newman did when he wrote the music for The Mighty Ducks. Here are a few selections next on KBR. Some more music from the Newman family, specifically composer David Newman, from The Mighty Ducks, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just about 8 p.m. now. We've got a lot more music from sporting movies in the next hour, and there'll be more from David Newman with a few selections from The Sandlot. We've also got James Horner's work from Field of Dreams, and of course Rocky will be on the way. Stay with us for more wonderful music on Film Music Friday. Morning Edition, every weekday from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Thousands missing, thousands are without cell service. The United Nations has urged Venezuela to lift social media restrictions to aid the search. Social media has become crucial for finding missing people. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from the Lodestar Foundation, inspired by the principle that helping those in need is a path to a happier, healthier, and more meaningful life. Learn more at LodestarFoundation.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Before he became a hobbit, actor Sean Astin played Rudy, a young man who had big dreams of playing football for Notre Dame, even though he didn't really have the athletic prowess to do so, in a picture called Rudy from 1993. In the last hour, we heard music from Hoosiers, and this movie had essentially the same crew, same writer, same director, and, of course, the music was also provided by Jerry Goldsmith. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me once more during Film Music Friday in tonight's program about the intersection between sports and movies. We've got, coming up, music from Field of Dreams, Remember the Titans, and boxing pictures as well, Rocky and Cinderella Man, all a part of things for this evening. Next is more music from the Newman family and composer David Newman. This is another baseball picture, and this is one that I liked a lot when I was a younger person. It's the story of a young kid and his group of friends discovering the love for the game of baseball over one summer, when the kid who had a baseball that was signed by none other than Babe Ruth had it snatched away by one of the biggest, meanest dogs to have ever lived. Here's David Newman's music from The Sandlot on Kansas Public Radio. There's a little more for you from composer David Newman and selections from The Sandlot here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. It is about 8:20. Stay with us for music by Trevor Rabin from Remember the Titans, as well as James Horner and Field of Dreams, both of which still to come on tonight's program. Well, we've been talking about it for quite a lot, and time to bring you the goods. I've got a couple of boxing pictures for you next, and we're going to start with the one that I'm sure everybody knows. By my count, there are about a half dozen Rocky pictures and a trio of Creed spin-offs, but we're going to go back to the original from 1976 and hear three moments that are essentially part of every Rocky movie: getting ready for the big fight, fighting the big fight, and the aftermath of the big fight. I'm about to hit you with one of the greatest training montage sequences ever. Music by Bill Conti from Rocky, next on KPR. The music of Bill Conti, the essential selections from Rocky, who went 15 rounds with Creed in 1976 and spawned a franchise that seems to exist because no referee in a Rocky movie really seems to know their job. It is just about 8:30. You're listening to Kansas Public Radio, and still to come, we've got music from Field of Dreams by James Horner. Quick question for you. Which do you think is probably the better movie about an underdog boxer? Would it be Rocky or Cinderella Man? Well, Rocky's probably more fun, but Cinderella Man was based on the life of a real individual. James Braddock was a heavyweight contender who lived during the 1930s, during the Great Depression era, a man who was thought to be truly washed up and out of the sport after a hand injury, but a man who really did stage one of the greatest comebacks, challenging Max Baer for the heavyweight championship of the world, in a comeback story that we haven't seen the likes of since George Foreman back in the 90s. Those events were neatly summed up in the movie Cinderella Man, with music by Thomas Newman. We'll hear a few selections next on Kansas Public Radio. Russell Crowe was James Braddock in Cinderella Man, with music provided by composer Thomas Newman, here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes left in our Film Music Friday program about the wide world of sports. Still to come is music by James Horner from Field of Dreams. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR. And Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details are at reader.ku.edu/audio sale. Tonight, cloudy skies, lows around 67 degrees. It's a cloudy day in store for us tomorrow, a high of about 87, with a chance of showers and storms for Saturday morning. Mostly cloudy by Saturday night, lows in the mid-70s, and by Sunday it gets quite a bit warmer, with a high of 91. Here's something for you from the 2000 Denzel Washington picture, where he played Coach Herman Boone, who integrated T.C. Williams High School in the 70s. We'll hear the end titles from Remember the Titans next on KPR. There's nothing like a good sports picture to bring the drama. And there, some very dramatic music indeed, from composer Trevor Rabin, from the 2000 Denzel Washington football epic, Remember the Titans, here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. We've got about 10 minutes left in our program. If you've been enjoying tonight's program about sports and movies, be sure to let me know over at KansasPublicRadio.org, where you can click on Film Music Friday and leave a comment or two if you're inclined. Well, you know what they say, if you build it, he will come. We're going to wrap up this program, as we seem to be doing quite often these days, with the music of James Horner. And this is called The Place Where Dreams Come True, from Field of Dreams, on Kansas Public Radio. From James Horner. That was called The Place Where Dreams Come True, from Field of Dreams, from 1989, here on Kansas Public Radio. And with that, we've heard the final buzzer. We've reached the end of another program. I'm Jeb Watson. I hope you enjoyed this evening's Film Music Friday. I think I certainly had a lot of fun. I'll have more for you at this same time next Friday. In the meantime, keep it tuned right here for the news from NPR, and that's followed by Jazz with Bob McWilliams. And don't forget that if you've got any questions, comments, suggestions, or otherwise want to talk film music, you can always do that over at KansasPublicRadio.org, and under shows, click Film Music Friday.
Between AI and social media...